Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Lottie here is wondering why men are getting stingy lately. Jay says it's because most women aren't worth the price they're demanding. I think guys aren't spending on women, especially on first dates, because women are using men for foodie calls. Just dating men they have no interest in romantically for free food. Once you've been burned like that as a man, it's only coffee dates from then on. Women had a good thing going and they wrecked it by going too far. Up next, many people are now wondering why we ended the Germans just so we would replace them with brown low IQ immigrants. If only there was someone that could have warned us about this. Oh wait, there was. General Patton said that America should have fought with the fascists against the communists. And he thought that in 50 years, America would become the land of corruption and moral degeneracy. It's almost like he could tell the future. Number three, Cash Patel's girlfriend Alexis refuses to address questions about potentially being linked to Mossad, Israel, and child trafficking. This increases the odds of her being a honeypot even more. Most guys see an attractive woman dating a man that looks like a potato and think there's something nefarious going on. What they don't understand is that women are attracted to high-status males. Just look at Henry Kissinger sleeping with models as proof. I revealed that I was the Sandman to women who had no interest in dating me. And suddenly they were interested. Most guys have never had that experience before. Moving on, is this man an American hero? Rusty here camps out at gas stations, and when immigrants ask for food and money, he calls the Border Patrol. I call this a man living his best retired life. Under this post, I saw upset people calling him an incel PDF file. When leftist people can't come up with any intellectual arguments to debunk someone's actions, they always attack their appearance first. The main flaw with this strategy is that if someone good-looking or wealthy or has high status does what they don't like, they go insane. I think that's what happened with Trump and Trump derangement syndrome. Number five, this Protestant priest in Germany just married four gay men together in one union. They were from Slovakia, Spain, and Iran. There are so many no-nos here. The scripture forbids women being clergy. It talks about ending gay people. At this point, many Christian groups are just puppets for the woke ideology to spread itself. I just want to know who's the front of that four-man train. Actually, to think about it, I don't want to know. Up next, the Canadian political poll says that Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, would do the best running against Mark Carney. Unfortunately, he doesn't have enough of the vote to win the government. And even if he did win, King Charles would have to make him officially the Prime Minister. And I have my doubts that would happen. The boomers won't vote for Pierre and things aren't bad enough yet for them to change their minds. Number 7, here's how the communist mind works. When you want to shrink government, they lose their minds because many of them work for the government and will lose their jobs as a result. But when Mam Danny says that the government should be involved in every aspect of life, they're insanely enthusiastic. I bet that many of them can't wait to get paid $30 an hour doing as little as possible at the government supermarkets. This meme is also misleading because Trump also wants a bigger government too. I think that's why he had this falling out with Musk. Moving on, given the choice of Sydney Sweeney or Sabrina Carpenter, which one would you pick? How about both? In the comments section below these images, I wanted to hear guys respond, but it was just a never-ending sea of OF girls trying to get guys to visit their ex pages and sign up for their Lonely Fools page. Here are a couple of them. You just know it's going to get increasingly desperate in coming years as more women like this start posting everywhere looking for your attention and pension. Number 9, is it true that nobody gets angrier than a woman accused of something she actually did? I wouldn't say always angrier. If she was caught cheating, she might actually break down in tears. If she's gaslighting you and you know what she's doing and reveal it oftentimes, she's going to giggle like a little girl. If you accuse her of causing you pain, she's going to say her pain in life is greater than yours. I'm so tired of their juvenile behaviors. Luckily, the only women that get angry at me for revealing female nature are online. And they can't hurt me through a screen. Up next, welcome to Jeet Nation, everybody. A Pakistani immigrant got angry because someone got upset because someone honked and flashed their high beams, and it led him to crash his car and end a 22-year-old woman. But get this, he gets to stay in Canada even though he was in the process of immigration. Next thing you know, they'll give him a seat in Parliament, and he'll fit right in. We're also getting AI propaganda targeting us, saying that native-born Canadians commit crimes at a much higher rate than immigrants. Who believes this sort of nonsense? Number 11, if you want to know how sick and twisted our government is, after they ended a bunch of ostriches, this officer ended up blowing kisses and laughing at those crying over those dead ostriches. This might be the latest police academy film called Karens on Patrol. Believe it or not, this is a staff sergeant and obviously a DEI hire, and the RCMP has been pushing to hire 80 to 90% of their new hires and officers as women and minorities to diversify the force. Moving on, they say to choose a major you love and you'll never work a day in your life because your field isn't hiring. But that wasn't true for me. I took new media and learned video and film production, sound design, photography, web design, and programming, and used all my skills professionally throughout the years. The only difference is that if you pick a major you love, monetizing it is often the hardest part. Luckily for me, the internet solved that problem when I graduated in the year 2000. Number 13, the FBI admits they embedded 275 agents undercover on January 6th. Makes you wonder how much they're encouraging the crowd to break into the Capitol. I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA, NSA, and other agencies also had their members in the crowd too. They were there being paid to try and stir up an insurrection. They were trying to agitate the crowd, I bet, instead of trying to calm it down. These are the people that are supposed to serve and protect you. Serve me what? French fries. Up next, AOC seems to think that Elon Musk isn't an engineer, but instead a billionaire con man. Why should we take anything she has to say seriously, when she's a bartender that got lucky in one election? What, we should just take her word on it with no proof? Here's a list of guys that all vouch for Elon being an engineer. Does AOC have a list of people to prove that Elon is a fraud? And no, Thunderfoot doesn't count. Number 15, this graphic shows that the future belongs to male Trump voters. They represent 55% of the men in America, and their number one priority is to have children. Even conservative women don't make having kids a priority. In a future with artificial wombs and gene splicing, it's going to be right-leaning men that will out-reproduce everyone else and save the species. They will take power one way or another. Notice also how even men believe in marriage more than women do. Moving on, you might have already heard the news, but it looks like Funko Pop is going out of business. I can't imagine why when they have such wonderful products like these. Who doesn't want a Pride Parade Stormtrooper? Isn't it wonderful when they're promoting Pride with a child's toy? We used to have Pet Rocks, then Beanie Babies, and now Funko Pops. As for this bastardization of Star Wars, it's a sad end to a legendary franchise. George Lucas never would have approved these. Number 17, this woman ended herself in a Swiss self-deletion clinic to punish her husband for getting full custody of their children. I don't know, this kind of sounds like more of a gift than a punishment for her ex-husband. The emotional damage, though, was done to her children. I guess, you know, they say it's true that women really are the more nurturing sex. At least she didn't take out the kids before self-deleting. They tend to do stuff like that. Up next, speaking about gay stormtroopers, looks like GTA 6 will feature pride parades, and it's going to make both alphabet people and their critics happy. But you just know that once people start making rampage videos of the parades and posting them on YouTube, that game feature will probably be disabled. But knowing the woke agenda, this will just be a scripted moment where you'll be on foot just observing and you won't be able to skip it or the indoctrination. Number 19, this guy says we fight them overseas so we don't have to fight them over here. Meanwhile, now we have to support them with our tax dollars over here instead. Here's a fun fact. It was actually fighting them over there that caused the migration to start in the first place, especially from Somalia. I remember it well in the early 90s when there was a war in Somalia and the Somalians started showing up at my high school, and they were on welfare and rarely assimilated. Moving on, why is it that liberals fear the Handmaid's Tale but simultaneously ignore the real Handmaid's Tale? They don't think that they'll ever be forced into Islam, and they think that their carousel-riding freedoms will last forever, and that they'll never be conquered by Muslim men and taken as war brides. Here are the feminists of New York City voting for Mam Dani in Islam, and here are the same feminists after Islam wins. I doubt it. Muslims won't want run through fannies with purple hair, so they'll just teach them how to fly. Number 21, this guy says this is one of his favorite photos of him and his wife, and he believes his wife is English, even though she's Chinese. They have two kids together. I guarantee you that if he has a son, that kid is going to turn into an incel. I hope his kid doesn't turn into the next Elliot Rodger. One time I met a Chinese woman at a wedding, and she had a Scottish accent. Would I say that she was Scottish, though? No, but she sure did sound like it. Up next, welcome to Canada, where this is what they do to hundreds of healthy ostriches. Now they're planning on ending a whole bunch of peacocks in a sanctuary for them. There are also beluga whales that they actually don't want Marineland to export to other countries, so they might be forced to euthanize 30 belugas. I wouldn't be surprised if next they're going to start going after people's cats and dogs for all we know. Meanwhile, they're forcing Canadians to eat cloned bacon. Number 23, speaking of Canada, There used to be more Five Guys and Fries in Canada, but many have closed recently. Who knew that Canadians can't afford $15 to $20 burger combos? McDonald's is charging $15 Canadian for a Big Mac combo, for that tiny burger and fries. When many Canadians can no longer afford burgers, this is clearly no longer a nothing burger. I don't think it's so much about a tough economy, but that burger companies are gouging their customers. Moving on, this woman developed a 220 IQ after ingesting sperm every day for a year. She just received the highest score in a men's IQ test in history. For the longest time, we've known the antidepressant qualities of human Kahlua, but now we know that women can literally suck the intelligence out of men so long as they swallow. Then again, I doubt this is true, because if it was true, then Stormy Daniels and Bonnie Blue would be the most intelligent people on the planet. Number 25 on the last one, do you agree that most people aren't ugly, but they're just fat? That guy better be careful, because now that she looks that good, there's a good chance she's going to try and monkey branch to somebody else. Losing weight on his part is a good thing, but her sexual marketplace value is now much higher than his. Also, she wasn't ugly before the weight loss. I wonder how much saggy skin she has that she's got to trim off her trunk. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.